Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Delighted that you're with us. Got a fast hour coming up. We'll talk University of Miami baseball. The skipper is with us, Gino Demari, in one moment. Jump into University of Miami football with Don Bailey Jr. Jump over to University of Miami women's tennis as they host the women's tennis tournament this week, the regionals, with the always interesting and the great Paige Yaroshuk 2s. That's all coming up on the show. University of Miami baseball team coming off a third straight ACC series win. Took 2 out of 3 at Louisville in some exciting, exciting baseball. Canes are ranked 11th in the country this weekend. We'll take on Presbyterian Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No midweek game this week. Lots of academic work to be done. But the Canes are ranked 11th in the country under the managerial leadership of head coach Gino Demari, who is with us on the show right now. Gino, good evening. How you doing?
Hey, good, Joe. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're coming off a great series win. Perhaps the game where you beat Louisville 10-7, maybe that is encapsulated your team for the season, the kind of team that you have, the DNA of your team. Shorthanded, you rallied, your team never quit.
Yeah, I would say it is. I mean, going without one of our starters, so we're kind of knew we had to throw the whole pen. It's one of those things where nobody was going to get extended. You know, if a guy went 3 innings, that would have been a lot. So we knew that going into it. And, of course, we were facing their ace, right, who they had held over for the third game. And, you know, he had the stats and numbers as good as anyone in the conference, and he was undefeated. And so you would think they were the favors. But and they jumped out to a 4-0 lead. But, you know, our guys have just unbelievable job of being resilient, finding ways to get it done. I don't think our guys are concerned of who's playing and who's not playing. Our guys have done a great job of just focusing on who's out there and who's getting it done. And it's been somebody, it seems like every, you know, game. I mean, we had guys come off the bench that haven't played a whole lot. Dorian Gonzalez got the game-winning hit. And Gabby Gutierrez came in the game and got a hit. And Jacoby Long came in and did a good job. And these are guys that have been really haven't had many opportunities. And so it's been a total team effort, which is really what you like as a coach when you get guys, the whole team's buying in and playing well together. And it hasn't been easy. We're doing it the hard way, but that's the way it is right now when we have, you know, unfortunately, you know, 3 pitchers go down at the beginning of the season and Carson Ligon not being able to throw right now, who's been our Friday guy at times. You know, it's one of those things. Our guys have kind of just, no matter what, we got to find a way to get it done, and we did.
You've won 3 straight ACC series at North Carolina, home against Georgia Tech, at Louisville. You've had to do it in different ways that pushes you to number 11 in the country. But just to kind of go back to the last 3 weeks of conference play, those are 3 big series that you've been able to win. Do you think your team has zeroed in on this this fighting mentality that they have, this, I don't know, maybe this never say die, but we're going to fight together mentality.
I think so. I mean, and we've done that throughout the year where we have come back and been down early in games and been able to fight and come back. This, no doubt, when you know you look at our schedule before the season started, and you kind of had an idea of what you know the competition was going to be like in our conference, it was without a doubt the toughest part schedule, with going on the road to Virginia, going on the road to North Carolina, home Georgia Tech, going on the road to Louisville, I told the players the other day before practice, we survived it, and we survived it in a good way. I mean, here we are coming down the home stretch, and we're in a great position in terms of, you know, rankings and RPI, and, you know, obviously we'd like to be a little healthier, but the good news is we're in an exam week, which means we're out of conference this week, which gives us a little more time to try to get some guys healthy, but I think it might take a little more than just that, but no doubt our players have been, I think the mindset has been good all season long in terms of whatever we got to do to get it done. We've been, you know, I heard that word used a lot with our basketball team and being resilient, and not comparing our team to them. Certainly, I hope we have as good an outcome as they did, but I would say our players have been very resilient considering the fact that we've done what we've done with basically two starting pitchers. We don't have a fourth starting pitcher. We've had to really rely on our bullpen. Some of the guys have done an excellent job. I'd like to see some other guys step up in our pen and really contribute, because they're going to get opportunities. When with Ligon down, they're going to have a lot of opportunities to come in and get the job done. So hopefully that's something to come for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could look into your crystal ball, how will you manage around the fact that you basically have two starters?
Well, kind of similar to what we've been doing. I mean, you know, it's been tough. You know, when you look at it, even on Friday, and Gage has been our Friday guy now. Gage was really throwing well first four or five innings there, and then it just kind of fell apart. And so we had to go to our pen there in that first game and battle and find a way to win it, which we did. And then, of course, Saturday, the next game was not, you know, so well for us. And, you know, we because we fell so far behind, we saved some of our guys. So it really just depends on what gets thrown at you, Joe. It really does. It just depends on how it gets. If we, you know, as a manager, you got to realize that the game's out of reach. You got to save guys. If you got a chance to win a game, you got to go with your guys. It somehow is, you know, that's kind of how it worked this past weekend. Not that every weekend's going to work that way. At the end of the day, when you don't have a third guy, you got to have guys available to throw. You know, we've had some days where we were able to win the first two games and win the series, like Georgia Tech. We did that. But we used all, you know, our guys to get that first two games to win the series. That makes the third one a lot harder. So you're trying to win series right now. That's what you're trying to do as we get through the regular season. Hopefully we'll be more healthy when we get into postseason, whether it's the ACC tournament or regional play, where we'll have three healthy starters and won't have to quite do it this way. But you know what? You just got to do whatever it takes. I mean, I told our players, we won two national championships, one of them in 1999, when we lost our starting catcher, who was a third-round pick, Russ Jacobson, at the end of the season. On the back end of the season, we lost our arguably one of the best players on our team, third-round pick, so he's pretty good, and he's your right catcher. And we lose him, and we plug in a walk-on catcher named Greg Lovelady, who everybody knows, and we end up winning the national championship. So you know what? At the end of the day, there's no perfect science to this. Guys have got to all understand it's a team game. It's not an individual game. Everybody's got to contribute. When somebody goes down, you can't concern yourself with it. You got to turn the page, and guys got to step up. You know other guys are going to get more opportunities. You want it. You got it. Take advantage of it. And that's what guys have done.
Hurricanes are ranked 11th in the country, 13th in RPI, 9th in strength of schedule. A guy that is playing at the top of his game, Yohande Morales, became the first Hurricane with 200 career hits since Zach Collins in 2016 during the Louisville series. And he is not disappointing, hitting .375, 43 RBIs for the season, 10 home runs, and doing the job with the glove as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, in that honor, you know, the 200 hits, that's amazing. There's not a lot of players that can say that. So that just tells you the consistency. From day one, he came in, he was a great player, very talented. Gotten better every year. He's one of the better third basemen in the country. And he's starting to kind of really get it going here, kind of similar to last year. He got hot, really hot at the end of the year, and we're hoping he gets that hot again. But he's cranking out a lot of hits. You know, he's got his batting average up to .370-something now. And so he's getting it going. Like to see a few more guys get it going. And, you know, the more guys we can get hot together here at the end, boy, the better we're going to be. And so, yeah, Yohandy's had a great career. He's a great kid. He's one of my favorite players all time. And just kind of a good guy to always be around. Always got an upbeat, you know, way about him. And, you know, he's kind of one of our leaders of our team. The guys all look up to him on the team. And when he plays well, normally we do too.
You have the third best conference record in the ACC. You are, I guess, basically a half a game behind Duke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they had a game rained out. So they're 14-9. You're 14-10. The Coastal Division could come down to three games in Coral Gables. Duke has Georgia Tech. You have Pittsburgh. Then you'll play each other to round out the season. So this has a chance to be a very exciting finish.
It does, and it normally does come down to that. I think last year we finished a half a game out of first place with Virginia Tech. And the year before that, I want to say, or one of the years, I'm losing track, but we finished a half a game behind, I want to say, Georgia Tech in the Coastal. So we've been kind of on the short end of that. But, you know, again, we'd like to finish at the top, there's no doubt. But my concern more is just, you know, playing good baseball and playing our best baseball here at the end. Obviously, we want to win these series coming down the stretch. We need to play good in the ACC tournament. We have not done that the last few years, and it needs to carry over to the NCAA tournament. You know, at the end of the day, you know, Miami's a program that expects to go to Omaha. I expect us to get there. That's what we're trying to do, and it's a long way still to get there. With 11 regular season games left, but you know, we want to get hot at the right time, and so that will certainly be a big series. There's no doubt, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. That's still three series away for us, so yeah. We better focus on just what's in front of us.
By the way, I sort of poke fun at this a little bit. I know you want to play well at the ACC tournament. I can never quite figure out the ACC tournament because it's got a strange format. So sometimes it's out of your hands. I mean, not playing well is not out of your hands, but you only get two games. You're only guaranteed two games, right?
You're guaranteed two games. That's right. It's an automatic two games. And then if you win that, you know, yeah, there's four I guess you have
four pods.
It's a pool play. Yeah, and then you have, you know, three teams are in four sections there to make up the 12 teams. And so if you come out of each bracket as a winner, there'll be four of them, and then they make it to the semifinal, which would be Saturday. And, of course, the championship is on Sunday. It's not your typical tournament, and I know there's a lot of people that it's not a true tournament. But, you know, I'm for it just from the standpoint of it saves your pitching. If you get into those regular tournaments, you can really, really bury your pitching and throw a lot of guys before you get into the NCAA tournament. And that wouldn't suit us well in our situation, but even in a situation where we had more pitching, I've always been a believer of trying to have your guys fresh for the playoffs, the tournament. That is the most important time of the year. We want to play better in the ACC tournament, no doubt, but it's the NCAA tournament where you got to be ready to go because that's when it matters the most.
Presbyterian is in town this weekend. It's a non-conference weekend series. They're out of the Big South. They're under .500. You have an exam week. How do you keep your guys focused after grinding through all these emotional ACC series?
Well, just I think the communication, the message, you know, and talking about how, you know, I told the guys how proud I was of the fact that, like I just said to you, we went through the toughest part of our schedule and we came through in a good manner, in a good way, and we survived it, and here we are. Look where we're at. We're in a great position coming down the home stretch. You know, exam week is always a week. You know, you're not having midweek games. You're playing out of conference. You want to make sure they understand this isn't a week to take off. You know, we're not going to get complacent. Our practices are, you know, never very long during the season anyways. And as it gets later here in the year and it gets more warmer, you got to be conscious of that as a coach and make sure that the practices are good but not over demanding, and understanding guys got to get ready for their exams and study and have the time to do that, and just be fresh physically and maybe more importantly, or both, mentally, for this home stretch, but especially for this weekend. And that's part of our job as coaches. My job is to make sure they're in the right mindset. You cannot overlook, and that's why I said that earlier. You can't look to the – that's good for the fans. We know it. It's there. It's a reality. Duke is there. My goodness, we got to go on the road and play Pitt. We've won a couple series on the road, our last two weekend series on the road, but we have not, and we don't have a very good overall road record. So that'll give us a good opportunity there at Pitt. But Presbyterian, we need to focus on them. And Presbyterian, I saw early in the year, upset some good teams. I know their record's below 500, but in this game, in our sport, unlike any other sport, Joe, anybody can beat anybody. And so you got to be ready to play. And that's the main thing, is just making sure our guys physically and mentally are ready to play.
Kings are 22-4 at home. You have 84 home runs this season. Blake Sear, team leader with 12. Do you ever put the take sign on for anyone?
I do. But I put a lot of green light signs on too. But no, there are certain times, yes, where we pay, we put the take sign on. But no, we want them to swing the bat. There's no doubt. We want our guys to be aggressive. And when we have swung the bat, we have, like you said, most of our runs have occurred, more than 50% of our runs this year have occurred by the home run.
Well, 22-4 at home, 11th in the country, some exciting baseball remaining, some big baseball remaining, not only the Presbyterian series in Duke, but a couple of midweek games as well. So some big games here. It's going to be a very exciting May. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you this weekend at the ballpark for Miami and Presbyterian.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Gino Demare joining us on the show. When we come back, we'll talk NFL draft and Hurricanes football. Some of the things going on there with Don Bailey Jr. That comes up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.